The Average Network burrows deep beneath the haunted, doom-crowded streets of Washington, D.C. to the vast cavern complex known as the Batcave, where we find the ancient vampire Count Richard Janney awakening after a long day's sleep. This is the official Average Network Halloween episode of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush. The subtitle, Count Janney, Prince of Darkness. We join Count Janney, Rumsfeld, and the living head of Henry Kissinger in the Batcave.
That was Big Joe Calamity on lead, Ed Klumlunger on bass, Wazoo Hosiak on drums, Arms Buttercup on tenor, and Muzzy Wunkenlumfer on soprano hamster. The Viber Boots were played by Anal Spam. The Gitmo player was Walker Lescooley. The alto was Lancelot Hygiene. The percussion was Blammo Overdrive. The Squirrels were played by Amateur Bunkbid. On piano, legendary 143-year-old Charlie Upright, who's played with Carl Borger Strauss, Lincoln Harpoon Badger.
Rumsfeld! Rumsfeld!
Master!
Donald, for Hades' sake, turn it off!
Joachim Gonzalez, Mickle White Lamp.
Ah, bitter. Thank badness. Jazz music is so dull it helps me sleep, but their announcers are mind-boggling. Why must they all sound like dull, mindless liberals? They're all drug addicts, Master.
Are you certain, Rumsfeld?
Oh, yes, we made certain, Master.
You're a very good slavering toady, Rumsfeld. I shall hate losing you at Pentagon.
But sacrifice you we must, dear Donald. We must give you to the liberals along with Paul and possibly Doug Fife. He isn't much fun, and George can't pronounce his name correctly anyway.
Plus, we have to get ready to invade Cuba.
Ah, unpleasant evening, Henry. Yes, Cuba's a good sell.
And you'll grant me eternal life, won't you, Master? And I'll be your eyes and ears in Cuba, won't I, Master?
It will be rather as though it were graduation day, Rumsfeld.
The day I win my fangs.
But first, gentle creatures, we must find a way to replace George painlessly.
Why painlessly?
I made a deal with his father.
Oh. How did we make out?
Some good stock tips, a little cash. It's in my monthly financial report.
In some respects, I shall actually miss George. He's so aggressively indolent, intellectually speaking. We're not going to find the likes of George very easily, Henry.
We found Ashcroft. Finding politicians with no curiosity or conscience isn't difficult, Dick. It's a little easier on our side of the aisle. But not much. Shallow and greedy, it's how governments work. The trick is manipulating the trend to our own advantage. George was a godsend.
Ugh, heck, don't say
that. All right, demon sent.
Thank you, Henry.
That's why we made him, isn't it, Masters?
Rumsfeld, old thing, a storm is coming tonight. A storm of immense proportions. With it shall come a blast from that great ray that first brought life to the swollen slime. And lo, the first Republican was born. Or words to that effect.
It didn't happen quite that way.
Well, Rumsfeld doesn't care, do you, Donald?
No, Master. I exist only to serve.
And quite right, too.
Is everything in the lab ready?
It was when I went to sleep this morning. Our new brain seems to be functioning adequately.
I left it reading the Treacly Standard in its tank, Master.
Excellent.
Check the weather, Donald.
I don't trust Bill Crystal. Every so often he has a fit of rationality. It's very dangerous.
We shall take care of him soon enough, Henry.
It's starting to rain, Master.
Excellent.
But, Master, Ashcroft, Ridge, and what's-his-name are coming. I just saw them enter the Undertaker's upstairs.
Drat!
What could those idiots want now?
Well, George hasn't fully reported since he got back from Asia.
Why would we need a report? We gave him the speeches and he stuck pretty much to schedule.
It makes him feel better, but if we can't get rid of them, they may have to stay through the whole experiment.
If he finds out we're trying to replace him, he may become irritable.
We can lie to George. He's not the problem. Neither is Ridge. The problem is Ashcroft. He's suspicious of everyone and he talks too much.
Dick? Henry? Count Cheney? Hey, Don?
Here in the lab, George.
Follow the yellow tape line on the floor, Mr. President.
Ah, gentlemen, and how are we all tonight?
Wait, Dick. Henry?
Don? Well, I got back from South Asia, okay? I looked real tough.
Yes, George, we know. Hello, everyone.
Howdy, Henry.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Henry. Don. Hi, Don.
We know how you did, George. You were covered every inch of the way.
Well, how's about when I met that there Master Mozambique from Melita?
I assume you mean Mahathir Mohammed of Malaysia.
Okay. I told him to shut up about Jews. He's been weird and derivative.
Close enough, I suppose. Well, the men's a crypto-fascist.
Like us?
No, not like us. We're true American patriots.
Dick, you're a vampire.
Well, so is Calvin Coolidge.
What, neither. He's a Methodist.
Not anymore, he's not.
By gosh.
Enough. George, we didn't really need a special report.
Boy, I got yelled at. Folks is making fun of me. Them damn Australakians interpreted my speech and said rude stuff. Anybody out there we can bomb?
There's all of them heathens.
Not just yet, George. We have to create enemies where our resources are waiting for us.
Well, I'm pretty annoyed. When we gonna bomb North Korea?
Then I tell you to, George, we must be circumspect.
Well, I got all my shots before I went overseas.
Circumspect, George. It means thoughtful.
Uh-oh.
It's all right. We have you covered.
Oh, okay.
Masters! Masters! The storm is rising.
Oh, hi, Don.
Oh, prunes. We'll have to make them stay, Henry.
I'm afraid you're right.
Who are you going to make stay, Henry?
You three. We're conducting an important experiment tonight, and now that you're here, well, we can't let you leave until it's concluded. Make yourselves comfortable.
We have refreshments, stuffed rat heads, generic pudding cups, Bloody Marys, and water gathered from our own sewer out. Don't touch that!
Secretary Ridge, might I suggest you not sit on our experiment?
Oh.
Oh! Sorry. Well, a very pretty picture, isn't it? Three men crazy, three perfectly sane, three perfectly ordinary, three dull, unimaginative spectators. Well, it seemed like a good quote when I started out.
Oh, well.
What's that thing? Looks like a mummy.
It's our experiment.
That gonna be my new security robot? All the ones Tom's gimme exploded.
That isn't our fault, Mr. President.
We're somebody's fault. Everything's somebody's fault.
Yes, George, it's a new organic security creature.
You mean it's full of tomatoes and vitamins?
No, Ashcroft. Organic means it's not a robot. It's a creature.
Well, I'll be horn-swoggled up a Chimney Rock Canyon speckled toad frog.
I'm quite sure you will, John.
By gobs.
Rumsfeld!
Master?
We are nearing the point where our experiment must prove itself. Or fail miserably.
Master? If we fail miserably, may I have the leftovers?
Of course you may, old thing. Are we all prepared?
Yes, Master.
You three, stay put.
Donald, raise the Capitol Dome!
The Average Network has brought you part one of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, the Halloween Special. Part two will commence following numerous interruptions, both musical and otherwise. This is Pablo T. Flies asking you to stay tuned.